Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Time for the Brian Snitker Report. Joe Simpson here with the skipper. And you guys are on a nice run. You've won six straight. And of those six games dating back to Arizona, five have been the come-from-behind variety, which are awesome and fun to watch. I know a little stressful for you, but sure exciting for the fans. I'm curious if you have any superstitions. I don't know if I've ever asked you that before. Like you're on a good run right now. Do you do everything the same way or try to?
Well, my wife's not real happy with me, but I got through this whole homestand so far with one shirt and one pair of shorts.
Okay.
So I'm not superstitious or anything, how I come to the park or anything like that. So.
All right. How about when you're making out your lineup? Do you use the same pen or, you know, that type of thing?
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much use the same pen all the time when I can't, when I can find it. But, yeah, I got my little yellow notes,
yeah.
Post-its.
Uh-huh.
I got my
uh-huh.
little pad of my Post-it pad that I put it on and give it to Walt. So we pretty much do that every day regardless.
All right. Well, I noticed the coaches, if you guys get on a good run, the same coach will take out the lineup too. And if things aren't going well, maybe somebody subs for Walt on occasion to kind of get things turned around. So they have their own superstitions, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Walt has a tendency, if he's on a bad run or whatever, to hand it off to somebody different and you know, little subtle things like that. I think everybody does that.
One of the things that's kind of highlighting this good run you guys are on right now has been about two or three guys who are just amazing hitting with runners in scoring position. And we've talked about this before, how it's not something you can practice and get better at. It just happens and you can do it, or sometimes you can't. But Acuna and Arcia leading the team in that category, especially with two outs, is there anything you can – hang your hat on in terms of what they do or how they do it?
Probably the consistent thing with both of those guys is they can slow the game down really well. I mean, they have slow heartbeats in those situations. I think that just comes with confidence. But you look, and Arcia is the same way defensively. He just never gets amped up, and he can keep the game slow. Ronald, I think, the same thing. I mean, they get in the bat, and they're very confident in those situations and slow the game down. But it's a great trait to have, and you're right. They sure, both those guys have really been coming through, that's for sure.
No, man, and it's been fun to watch. Last night, a thrill for all of us to get to see a 20-year-old kid make his Major League starting debut for the Braves, and he pitches into the sixth inning. Give us your take on A.J. Smith-Shawver.
Well, I think he handled the whole situation really well, as did I in Arizona when he made his first his first appearance against the first place team and a really hot team, and had three, you know, we went out for the third up just thinking that, you know, we were going to have him start and wanted to get him that. And the fact that he went into the sixth inning, I think, was outstanding. And, you know, there's, as you could, we could all see, there's room to improve and things to work on. But you know what, if you allow yourself to do that and you don't get too overamped and all, because like I say, I think there's a lot more in there once he gets his feet on the ground and confidence in what he's doing. And I think you'll even see better stuff out of him.
Well, that's a wonderful report right there. 4:10 Eastern Daylight Time start today, mid-afternoon. That means as the day progresses, we're going to have some shadows. Do you ever hear the players talk about that?
No, because it's just, you know what, it's a real thing. And hopefully we score early because it does get rough late in the day, as we know. But it's the same way for both teams. You know, it's a reality of the fact of playing in this time slot. So doesn't really do any good to bellyache about it because it's not gonna change. So we'll just go out and make the best of it.
Well, certainly nothing to bellyache about the way you guys are playing right now. Great job by the bullpen again last night. Iglesias was lights out, and hopefully more of the same today. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.